Studio 360.
My piano at home in Moscow, it was a little upright. It was a Petrov.
When Regina Spektor emigrated from the Soviet Union 30 years ago at age 9, she left behind home and friends and family and her beloved piano.
It was beautiful. It was tan. My mom's dad had given it to her when she was 16 and entering the conservatory. And it wasn't allowed to travel out with us, so I actually have no idea where it is in the world. Every little while I think about it and I send some good wishes its way. I hope that somebody's playing it.
Regina still plays piano, lots of pianos all over the world. Her breakout album, Soviet Kitsch, came out in 2003, and her audience is now large. A whole new crop of fans discovered her after she wrote the theme song for Orange is the New Black, a show that became a hit when it went on the air 6 years ago.
The animals, trap, 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 till the cages fall, the cages fall.
Now, Regina Spektor is curating her entire 20-year catalog of songs for her imminent week-long run at the Lunt-Fontanne Theater on Broadway. I sat down with her in a smaller New York City theater at the Steinway Studios. She sat at the piano, and I asked her if playing on one Steinway Model D Grand versus another Steinway Model D Grand was more or less the same.
To me, they're alive, and they're kind of living creatures, but they're not all the same. And so they really can vary in how they play, their action, their sound is profoundly different. And I really like pianos with kind of harder action so that I could play into it. But I know a lot of classical and jazz pianists prefer really light action so that their fingers can fly. My fingers don't fly.
So that's really just the physical assertiveness you prefer?
I really like when something resists and there's for me, you know, I get to kind of work a little bit harder. That's why when I play keyboards, I really like weighted keyboards. And they have some really good ones, but if you get a really light one, a lot of them, it feels like I'm playing plastic spoons or something.
Do you, I mean, given that you go around the country and play on different pianos, do you miss what almost every other instrumentalist has, which is this relationship with her violin or his saxophone or that kind of thing?
You know, I think that I would kind of go crazy if I always had the same piano. That's part of the fun, is that I get to, you know, be like, oh, you know, these next tours, I'm going to go with a 9-foot grand and I'm going to feel like Alice in Wonderland. And I really do love to vary the instruments and their characters and characteristics. And I feel like they kind of make you play different and they make you write differently. So it's kind of nice to get their new energy.
Right. Will you play a song?
Mm-hmm.
What will you play?
God, I'll play a song that is off of Soviet Kitsch, because I've been going to some of the older songs in preparation for the shows. And this song is called Carbon Monoxide. Carbon monoxide, soon I'll go to sleep. If I don't got my socks on right, they slide right off of my feet as I walk a walk a walk a walk a walk a walk a walk. Walk a walk, walk a walk, walk a walk. Carbon monoxide, as I take you home. First time I got my socks on right, but I don't have a gas mask on as I walk, 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 walk you home. Yeah, I'm so cool, I'm so cool, I'm so cool. Walk, walk, walk.
you home. Yeah, I'm so cool, I'm so cool, I'm so cool. Come on, daddy. 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 Carbon monoxide. Soon we'll go to sleep. No one will notice we're gone. 'Cause we don't have a job to keep. They'll just say that we're being lazy. Sex crazed, sex crazed. Hey. They'll just say we're living our whole life in bed. And I will be in bed, but we'll be oh so very much dead, 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 dead. Yeah, but we're still cool, we're still cool, we're still cool. Dead, dead, dead. We're so cool, we're so cool, we're so cool. Come on, daddy. 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 Come on, carbon monoxide.
That was Regina Spektor performing her song Carbon Monoxide off of her album Soviet Kitsch from 2003.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly that.
It's still beautiful. So you are about to do this residency, as they're calling it, in this mm-hmm. in this old Broadway theater, performing songs I assume you've written over your entire 20-year career, the whole oeuvre.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's funny. Even some that I think I must have written in high school, some from the self-released records, and some really from sort of the days of playing a lot of bars and cafes all over New York City.
So in that sense, having a big Broadway thing, that must have a special feeling for you being a, you know, you're the home team, right?
Well, I mean, as a New Yorker, it definitely does. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I feel like there are people that are like Broadway human beings, you know? And I'm friends with a bunch of them and they sort of go Broadway and their whole body vibrates at a different like tempo. It's almost like through them, I feel more pressure about it. Like I sort of wasn't even thinking of it as Broadway. I was sort of thinking like, oh, I could think about things like, oh, well, what's a Broadway-ish thing? Oh, tap dance. Well, let me collaborate. You know, I'm collaborating with a tap dancer.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
So you're theatricalizing.
Yeah, I'm theatricalizing as much as, you know, feels genuine. And I will not confirm nor deny the possibility of a snow machine, but that might be happening.
Well, that all sounds like theater.
Yeah. It's basically, I mean, that's how I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking of it as, oh, you know, I've never really thought about approaching my songs in a theatrical way, but now that I'm doing it, it makes so much sense. I'm kind of reimagining a lot of the arrangements.
Is there like a, oh, I'm looking back and looking at this first chunk of my work and trying to shape it into something that has a shape?
You know, that's the really interesting thing about it, where some songs, they fit like I don't know when the last time I played Carbon Monoxide is, you know, and it feels really good to play it. And other songs I pick up from maybe the similar era, and they really don't feel right, and I can't do it. Sometimes a song will always feel right to play, and other songs, it might take me 10 years for it to feel right again.
Really? But it will feel right again, you think? It's not just like, I was 20 when I wrote that, I'm not feeling it, I'm done with that?
There are some songs like that, for sure, there are. But most are not like that, and it's almost like there are certain songs that have things in them that I'm like, oh, this is like, I can never say this again. It just doesn't feel right coming out of my mouth ever again.
And in terms of the lyrics, you're 39, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a 39-year-old, do you find different meanings and resonances in things you wrote? Because you're inevitably going to think of something differently at 39 than you did at 22.
Yeah, definitely. You're not supposed to kill all of the previous versions of yourself in order to attain some kind of wisdom. And at the same time, you're not supposed to stay stagnant in some version, because that's like the ideal version, or like a really good kind of golden age of you. So, you know, a lot of these songs, they're my friends. Like I get comfort from them. Some might be that I wrote when I was 18. So, you know, I've been playing, let's say on the last bunch of tours, a song called Better. It's off of Begin to Hope. But I wrote that song when I was in high school. But I still get really happy playing it. And then I might go through a period where I won't play that song for 10 years.
Right. Could you play another song?
Yeah, of course.
What will this one be?
This is one of the Tap collaborations. It's called Prisoners. Prisoners serve in life sentences, wait for the earth to suddenly shake, for the walls to somehow suddenly come crumbling, tumbling, and for the bars to somehow magically break. Ah, there's nothing wrong with them that $1,000 can't fix, that 1,000 arms can't hold down in the ground. They're tattooing the stones with cusses like cavemen. Your mama was here. But they wanna run through the air with no barriers or obstacles. Gunmen or guard dogs or priests. And to rise from the mud and start over and over with the people all dead. If Hans Christian Andersen could have had his way with me, then none of this shit would have ever gone down. In my cell I'm tattooing myself with mermaids and swallows, and though I do swallow, my mama thinks I'm grown, but I'm really still little, and someday I will remember. Someday I will remember. Someday I will remember.
That is Regina Spektor performing her song Prisoners, and Kurt Weill could have done that.
Well, it sounds amazing with Tap.
You have become a composer for television and film, most famously in 2013, writing the Orange is the New Black theme song. I mean, you've done that a little bit before, right?
Yeah, I love that process because, first of all, just selfishly, I think like every single person sitting at home, we love to get a peek in, behind the curtain. With Orange is the New Black, with Genji, whom I love so much. And she,
Genji Cohen, who's the creator of Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, Genji Cohen. And she is, that song, she just met me at a cafe and she was telling me about the story of it. So a lot of it, I started having ideas for just from her describing. And then as they were uploading them online before they had any kind of final mixes or final edits, I had a password and I could see it. And I was traveling on tour and I was just so hooked into the show. I didn't know if it was going to be a hit or if people were going to watch it, but I was in love with it. I love when you actually get something and you can collaborate and use that as inspiration. It comes from a really different place than my own music, but at the same time, it's so natural. It feels really good to do it.
I mean, that's one version of managing your career or dealing with that. What about the public persona part of it? I mean, I've read interviews with you over the years where you're like, oh, I'm enough with the quirky, kooky stuff. Is that over pretty much? And is do you feel as though your kind of public persona today is different than it was, you know, a dozen years ago?
Well, you know, I mean, it's funny because now I don't mind the quirky and the kooky as much as I did in those interviews. I think, I don't know, I feel like I'm constantly changing and I have to almost like catch up with my own idea of myself all the time. Sometimes I have outdated ideas of my own self. And I think that we all tend to fall into that. We just decide we're like this or we don't like that. And then we forget to update that. Oh, actually, I do like that now, you know? And so,
but most of us don't, have many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who have some idea of us, and B, aren't monetizing whatever that idea is. You know, it's complicated.
But this is the interesting thing. So I'm not like a lifestyle brand and I'm not a politician. So I'm not beholden to any constituents, right? So I don't promise that I'm a certain way. We're vast, we contain multitudes, and we're very paradoxical. But, you know, just like the piano, it's like a well-tempered clavier. It's like we're trying to be as in tune, but knowing that that's absolutely impossible.
It's been a pleasure seeing you again and talking to you again. And good luck on Broadway.
Thank you, Kurt. I need it.
you'll be great. What are you going to play us out on?
A song called Some Days, and it's off of Soviet Kitsch as well.
Regina Spektor's run on Broadway begins June 20th.
Some days aren't yours at all. They come and go as if they're someone else's days. They come and leave you behind someone else's face. And it's harsher than yours and colder than yours. They come and all quiet sweep up and then they leave. And you don't hear a single floorboard creak. They're so much stronger than the friends you try to keep by your side. Downtown, downtown, I'm not. I'm me, don't write, don't call me, don't call me, don't